Ladybird Readers. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Picture words. Pied Piper. Mayor. Children. Hamelin. Rats. Mountain. Pipe. Many years ago, there was a beautiful little town called Hamelin. The people of Hamelin were very happy until the rats came. Thousands of rats came to Hamelin. There were big rats and little rats, thin rats and fat rats. There were rats in all the houses and rats in all the shops.
"There are rats on my table," said one man. "There are rats under my chair," said another man. "There are rats in my kitchen," called one woman. "There are rats in my bed," shouted another woman.
"There are rats all over the house," said a little boy.
"Make these rats leave the town," called a little girl. The people of Hamelin went to see the mayor.
"Make these rats leave the town," they shouted.
"What can I do?" said the mayor. "There are rats in my house too. I have tried and tried to make them leave. They won't go."
"You must make all the rats leave," the people said. "If you don't make them leave, we will find another mayor."
Then one day, a strange man went to see the mayor. He was wearing red and yellow clothes, and he carried a pipe in his hand. "I am the Pied Piper," said the strange man, "and I can make the rats leave Hamelin." The mayor said, "If you can make these rats leave Hamelin, I will give you lots of money." "I will remember that," said the Pied Piper. Then the strange man went into the streets of Hamelin. He began to play some strange music on his pipe. The rats heard the music, and they stopped to listen. Suddenly, one rat followed the Pied Piper. Then another rat followed him, and another. Soon all the rats were following the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper walked toward the river. He was still playing the strange music on his pipe. The rats followed him and they all jumped into the river. And that was the end of the rats in Hamelin. The Pied Piper went back to see the mayor. "The rats have all gone," he said. "Please, can I have my money?"
"No, you can't," said the mayor. "I don't have any money to give you."
"If you don't give me my money," said the Pied Piper, "I will play some different music, and you won't be very happy."
"If you want to play music, I won't stop you," said the mayor.
So the Pied Piper went out into the street, and he began to play some different music. In all the houses and in all the streets, the children stopped playing. Then, one by one, they started to follow the Pied Piper. The people of Hamelin told the children to stop, but the children didn't hear them. They followed the Pied Piper through the streets of the town and across the bridge.
They followed the Pied Piper out of the town and up a mountain. Then the mountain opened, and the Pied Piper went inside it. The children followed him. Inside the mountain, there was a beautiful land full of trees and flowers and birds. But one little boy had a broken leg, and he couldn't walk as fast as the other children. He saw his friends go into the mountain, but he was not fast enough to follow them. The mountain closed again. The little boy went back to the town. "My friends are inside the mountain with the Pied Piper," he said to the mayor. "They will never come back." The people of Hamelin were very unhappy. "Where have our children gone?" they shouted to the mayor. "You must go and find them." So the mayor went to look for the children. He looked for years and years and years. He is still looking for them now.
Ladybird Readers. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Read by Tim Sutton. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan-Venice. Illustrated by Tamsin Hinrichsen. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2016.